Welcome to your five for the day. On October the 21st, 1966, in the mining village of Aberfan, a colliery waist tip slid down a mountain and engulfed the village school, killing 144 people, 116 of them children. Those who saw the deeply moving time watch on the disaster, which was screened in October 1996, will recall two unforgettable images of Kenneth Hayes. One is the newsreel film of the 36-year-old minister of Zion English Baptist Church, whose own son Dyfrig was missing. He decided that his role was not to dig for bodies, but to do what he could for souls. He helped methodically with the grisly task of establishing the death row. On the Sunday after the disaster, the day after his son's body had been found, he preached in his chapel to an audience of journalists, many of them in tears throughout. In the awful months that followed, he and his wife kept the community afloat. They ran an appeal for toys for the surviving children of Aberfan that generated a huge and emotional response, as did the main disaster appeal. Kenneth Hayes Manse became the office in which the local solicitor took the statements that would confirm the coal board's culpability for the disaster. The other unforgettable image was of Kenneth Hayes 30 years on, talking to the filmmakers with unnerving conviction. He said, "The end of chapter 8 of Romans is a great summary of faith. What can separate us from the love of God? It's a passage I always use when there's a personal tragedy or disaster, and that's a message we always try to emphasize. I am certain that nothing can separate us from the love of God, neither death nor life, neither angels or other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future. As far as we're concerned now, we've still got two boys. We're only separated for a time. One day we're going to meet. The parting and the loneliness and being without him is terrible, but it's not forever." Only such unshakable faith can have carried him through 30 years of trauma. When he officiated at Aberfan Cemetery on the anniversary of the disaster in October 1996, he did so with a firm strength that belied his very frail frame. He firmly believed that the Lord stands weeping with all who suffer disaster and pursues them with his love and care. I think Kenneth Hayes would have appreciated this poem. "I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There've been times I didn't know right from wrong, but in every situation, God gave blessed consolation that my trials come to only make me strong. I've been to lots of places and I've seen a lot of faces. There've been times I felt so all alone, but in my lonely hours, yes, those precious lonely hours, Jesus let me know that I was his. I thank God for the mountains, and I thank him for the valleys. I thank him for the storms he brought me through. For if I'd never had a problem, I wouldn't have known that he could solve them. I'd never know what faith in God to do."